Hello, I'm Rachel Morley and I'm the director of the Friends of Friendless Churches. We had to make the building watertight and safe for public access. So that was our main kind of aim in the first instance. So lots of repairing of tiles and doing some mortar repairs. The main kind of thing that has transformed this building in the last few months is there weren't any windows, so it was incredibly dark. So we've put in beautiful new plain glazing, which is true to Butterfield's kind of designs from the late 19th century. And the floors, there weren't any floors, there were just kind of hollow pits, which obviously wasn't very safe to walk on. So we've installed all these lovely tongue and groove new boards with some inspection chambers so that people can have a look at the 14th century floor joists beneath. So those are the real kind of the big changes that have happened in the last while. And obviously we're looking forward to phase two and to making the chancel sing once again.
You mentioned the floorboards. If I just come down here, I'm just going to, for the microphone knock, you can hear the wooden floorboards you got in there, and then the tiles next to them, which you can probably hear if I start my foot down. But actually, you mentioned these hatches, which are almost look a bit like a trapdoor. If we just come over here and stand a little bit closer. The bits that are underneath the board here, obviously people can't see this on the radio, but the bits underneath the floorboards are actually, these are almost medieval, are they?
Yes, they are. So it's really interesting. We have Butterfield's specification, and we knew that he had intended just to repair the medieval roof of the nave. So
this is in the 19th century.
This is in the 19th century, at the 1870s. But when it actually came to it, I think he had to do a lot more work than he realised, so he completely renewed the roof and he took the rafters and used them as floor joists. So these are 14th century ceiling timbers, which are now in the floor. And you can see the mortise and tenon joints and all the kind of wormy, you know, like woodworm patina on the timbers. And it's, you know, quite a contrast to see the new timbers against these 14th century ones, which now form the floor.
So I'm Margot Eagle and I'm the chair of Hatley Parish Council.
So what are the plans for the church building going forward?
Well, obviously it'll be available for anybody to come and have a look in. There'll be villagers who'll hold the key, so we'll be able to open it up on demand. And I suppose in the future it would be lovely to have some events perhaps in the summer, and I can imagine that a small string quartet would go down really well. I'm also a keen yoga practitioner, and I just think having yoga classes in here would be beautiful, but that's a personal thing. And I think it would be a great performance space. So I just hope that people in the community do have ideas about how they might be able to use it. I mean, there will be limits because there are no services to it. There's no electricity, no toilet, but, you know, I'm sure we can get over those problems. There are enough people around who could offer their offer facilities, but I think it would be a really lovely space for performance and maybe meditation and things like that.
In terms of community use and going forward, the Friends of Friendless Churches also own a church only about 10 miles from here, Papworth St. Agnes, and we've had that since the 1970s, and that came to us in condition quite similar to this church, and we've been working on it over the years, and it's a thriving community centre at the moment. You know, it's used for all sorts of events. The last one was just last month when they had a huge, you know, Father's Day festival, but they had kind of a massive barbecue and events and kind of children's activities, and the community have just reclaimed it, and I think that's what I really, you know, and that's what the Friends of Friendless Churches really want the people of East Hatley to do, to take back this building. You know, it's ready to be used, and it's theirs for the taking.